There has been a lot of focus recently on returning the U.S. economy to full employment. Full employment should not be confused with zero unemployment. For economists, full employment represents the lowest unemployment rate achievable that is consistent with stable inflation. This is otherwise known as the non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, or NIRU. Many economists place this optimal unemployment rate at somewhere between 5 and 5.5%. The unemployment rate in the U.S. is presently 7.3%, which means that for now the question is largely an academic one. Some estimates go as high as 6%, according to economists Jared Bernstein and Dean Baker, and the Congressional Budget Office's latest projection has it at around 5.5%. Why does this matter? Because our collective understanding of full employment shapes policy. An economist who believes that full employment is achieved at a 6% rate of unemployment is less likely to favor ongoing monetary stimulus from the Federal Reserve once that rate is achieved. However, an economist who believes that full employment is consistent with a 5% unemployment rate will probably support expansionary monetary policies for a lengthier period of time. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.